The 50th anniversary of American astronauts landing on the moon for the first time ever is an event that's still fresh in the minds of many people at the Smith Crossing Retirement Community in Orland Park. 85-year-old Tom Ryan says the moon landing is memorialized in his family by a picture his wife Rosemary took as their five children were lying on the floor.
She was home with her five kids who had chicken pox, and they were watching the event on TV.
Gary Thielen was 28 years old at the time. He and his wife had been married a few months and thought it a good time to replace their 12-inch screen TV.
We went out and we bought a 19-inch TV.
Mainly so you could see the moon
landing. Mainly so I could see the moon landing.
88-year-old Howie Groves was fascinated by America landing on the moon. What about a trip to Mars?
If they can do it, why not?
76-year-old Sandy Gurdy remembers the moon landing well. Where was she 50 years ago?
I was in the hospital. And I just had my son.
So her moon baby son, Jim, is celebrating his 50th birthday.
We're going to give him binoculars.
He'll be able to see the moon.
Yeah.
79-year-old Martin Monahan was also in a hospital where his father was dying of Parkinson's disease. And he looked at the moon landing this way.
My perspectives were that that's great because it means with that kind of advance, we can take care of issues like Parkinson's.
Monahan is disappointed there's still no cure for Parkinson's. 86-year-old Leo Franier, a self-confessed sci-fi geek, was a chemistry doctoral student and fascinated by space travel.
This was just mind-boggling. I couldn't believe that these people were a quarter million miles away and they were walking on the moon.
Franier says man walking on the moon is still the most amazing event he's ever seen. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.